Drysdale vignette, food gardening number 14 in 3, 2, 1. All over Canada, indeed throughout North America and in many other countries, the call still is more food gardening. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, and I'll have more in a moment. 3, 2, 1. By this time, if you are new to vegetable gardening and you're growing tomatoes, you will no doubt have heard considerable varying advice. For example, if you talk to folks who originally gardened in England, they will doubtless have told you that once you have tomatoes developing on your plants, you should trim some of the foliage away, quite a bit of it, in fact, in order to allow the sun to ripen the fruit. False. This is something they customarily do in England, where the growing season often is not nearly as sunny and warm as it is in most areas of Canada, including southern and southwestern Ontario. The truth is, the tomato plants need good foliage to produce the food for the plant, which in turn helps the tomato fruit develop in size and flavor. So, don't entertain any advice about cutting back tomato foliage. It won't help you. There is one piece of advice that you may hear regarding removing new growth on tomato plants that develop in between two major stems. It is true that these growths seldom will produce additional fruit, so they may be simply pinched out. But it's not absolutely necessary that you do that. If you planted some staking tomato varieties and didn't place any stakes or other growing aids such as wire frames, that was a mistake. If tomatoes are allowed to crawl on the ground, every tomato fruit you pick will have to be washed. It's not too late to put in stakes or wire frames now, but from the plant's roots point of view, the better time is to sink the stake or frame at the time of planting the plants. I'm Art Drysdale.